Well, on Sunday, patrons of Happy Wheels Roller Rink in Portland will be skating their last loops under the disco balls and dance music that's provided a steady beat for more than 40 years. It's a place where kids have strapped on their first skates, where teens have found refuge, where adults have fallen in love and even married. Patty White visited the last roller rink in southern Maine on its final adult skate night, where loyal patrons celebrated the place that had helped to shape their lives.
There are three kinds of roller skaters at Happy Wheels. The recreational skaters who come in occasionally, the rink rats, the teens who hang out every week. And then there are the adults, the diehards. 38-year-old Derek Fitzgerald, he's a diehard lifer.
How does it feel when you put on the skates? I mean, when you put them on, do you feel anything?
I'm home.
Fitzgerald did pretty much grow up here. He took his first skate at this rink when he was two. He spent so many hours here as a kid that by the time he turned 16, he wasn't asked if he wanted a job. The manager just threw him a floor guard shirt and said, "You know what to do." At age 38, Fitzgerald still works here every week, even during his vacations from his other full-time job at IDEX. Before the last ever adult skate night begins, he catches a few quiet laps around the rink.
To me, personally, this is almost like an identity loss. This is who I am. Even though I work at other places and people know me from other places, but everybody knows me from Happy Wheels.
This kind of connection to Happy Wheels is more common than you might think. Once the doors open for the night, the rink swarms with roller skaters, and it's hard to find someone who doesn't have a personal story about the place. 18-year-old Katora Wooden says she's descended from a long line of Happy Wheelers.
My grandparents met here. My mom used to skate here when she was little, and these are my mom's skates. So I kind of wanted to carry that on until the very last minute I could.
Wooden says she was a regular here every Friday night in eighth grade. Happy Wheels was a place she felt comfortable socializing as a shy middle schooler. Many people have returned to the rink in its last days for the nostalgia or to reconnect with old friends.
Hi.
Dave Langella says he hasn't skated in at least a decade, but he used to be a manager here.
And I worked third shift at Bath Onion Works. So I used to work here and then go to work there. A lot of memories, a lot of good people here, made hundreds and hundreds of friends here.
The loss of the place that launched and nurtured so many friendships is what makes Happy Wheels closure so painful for some. It's the last of what used to be a family of seven rinks in Maine and New Hampshire.
This is the third one I've shut down.
72-year-old Danny Dyer is the manager here. He's worked at different Happy Wheels rinks for nearly 50 years. This last location in Portland has been sold to a developer, but it's unclear what will take its place.
It's the end of an era in this area. It's just the building and the property have become too valuable for the business being run here.
All right, I want to thank everybody for coming out one last time, Portland Happy Wheels. I want you all to give a big scream and yell for Danny and Ann for being your host for all these years they've been here. Let's hear it for Danny and Ann.
The closure is hitting 57-year-old Payson Weirs particularly hard. Happy Wheels has provided some of the most pivotal moments in his life. He skated here as a teen, where he met his first wife. He later remarried, but his second wife died suddenly from an aneurysm, and Weir says he sank into a deep depression and needed something to pull him out. Even though he hadn't been to Happy Wheels in a decade, he decided to return.
Because it was like family. You can go to therapy, or counseling, or whatever, but you come here, and I was never one for the alcohol scene. I was never one for the bar scene or any of that stuff. So here, it was safe. Nobody would judge you.
One night, a woman named Susan caught his eye. She had also come to Happy Wheels to find respite from life's challenges.
I don't know, it just makes you feel happy. All of your stress and your worries and everything just seems to go away. You don't think about all the bad stuff that was going on. I had a really tough job for a long time, and I'd come here and be stressed out when I walked in the door, and when I went home at night, it was great.
Payson Weirs asked Susan to skate. They've now been married more than 20 years. They're regulars at adult skate night, but after Happy Wheels closes on Sunday, the only other rinks nearby are in Auburn and Haverhill, Massachusetts, which has Payson Weirs considering other future options.
Truth be known, Kentucky has 30 rinks. So I have friends in Kentucky, and I retire in 3 years. So I could always move down to Kentucky and I could roller skate down there.
But as his wife Susan reminds him, it wouldn't be the same people, the same family, that they'd found here at Happy Wheels.
We love you guys and thank you guys for coming over.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.